This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The attendees at today's business roundtable reportedly include the heads of Cisco, JP Morgan Chase, and Citigroup. There is uncertainty not only in the markets, but on Capitol Hill, too, where lawmakers are hoping to avoid a government shutdown this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson is hoping Republicans can muscle the GOP short-term spending bill on their own. They are expected to vote on the bill later this afternoon, but there are some GOP members who are on the fence about voting yes. Johnson says he hopes he does not have to call on the president to get members back in line.
Did you ask him to kind of work with you and talk to some of your members who are maybe still undecided?
I hope that he doesn't have to do that. We should be able to do our business. But look, he is, as always, very helpful, willing to help as needed. I just told him to stay tuned.
There is one Republican congressman who is unlikely to change his mind. You see him there. Congressman Thomas Massie has maintained he is voting no, leading to this reaction from the president on Truth Social. The president saying he should be primaried and I will lead the charge against him. He's just another grandstander who's too much trouble and not worth the fight.
Okay. So, where are we today? Trump promised to get rid of inflation. On day one, now we own it. The new policy of the GOP, this is indisputable. You will adopt Joe Biden's budget. You will adopt Joe Biden's spending levels. You will lock in the high watermark COVID spending levels. So where we were printing checks, paying businesses, we are still spending that every year. You will lock that in. You will bankrupt your children. You will add, and I'm not exaggerating here, $20 trillion to the national debt in 9 years, because that's what this budget does. Again, you will bankrupt your children or we will primary you. That is where we are. What a difference from the campaign trail 6 months ago. I wish I had better news. We are not meaningfully different from the Democrats at this point. We're not. I mean, we don't want boys on girls sports teams. Doge cuts stuff. Democrats wouldn't do that, but Congress refunds it, so it doesn't matter. And we run round and round and play a game. That's what we're doing right here. This is round and round and round and play a game. Look, I recognize we can't cut the whole deficit at one times $2 trillion. We can't do that. The market would crash. The economy would crash. But I am struggling overnight to see a meaningful difference between this big, beautiful bill, this Republican Congress, and the Democrats. I can't. I'm not there. I don't see it. It's almost exactly what the Democrats are demanding. In fact, I don't know why they're not voting for it. I'm literally confused, other than just they want to make Trump look bad. I mean, the new MAGA message is, again, continue Biden-level spending with a bill that adds $20 trillion to the national debt in just 9 years. Fastest rate ever. Wow. Obama didn't even do that. And refund all the fraud and waste that DOGE has found and cut or be primaried. So if you are a Republican right now, you're in the very weird position of being expected to support Elon Musk and DOGE and all the cuts, and also expected to be against Elon Musk, DOGE, and all the cuts. The definition of insanity is holding two opposing ideas in your head at one time, and yet that is what you are supposed to do. Thomas Massie, for pointing this out, threatened with being primaried. Again, I wish we had better news this morning, but here's how this is going to end. We are going to own inflation at the midterms. It's not going anywhere. Biden left us escalating food inflation. Inflation levels that at the core index are ticking up. We just doubled down on them. So we will own it. We will deserve to own it. And I'm not being bitter here. This is just simple mathematical reality. I mean, I guess you can be very clinical about it. We will deserve to own it. We will own it. We are no different from the Democrats, not when it comes to spending. We are no different from the Democrats when it comes to the absolute unmitigated beatdown of the American people who just want to be able to afford food, just want to be able to go on a vacation, just want to be able to do what they could do before the Biden administration, which was buy a house. Rand Paul writes, and he's one of the few with the guts to be honest in the face of a Trump primary. Despite DOGE's findings of loony left-wing USAID programs, the Republican spending bill continues to fund the very foreign aid Elon Musk proposes to cut. The bill continues spending at the inflated pandemic levels and will add $2 trillion to the debt this year. Count me as a hell no.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
There's not even a plan in here. Look, if they said, hey, listen, we can't cut the whole $2 trillion, Lee, we can't do it. I agree with that. You can't. You'll crash the economy. You got to ease off to spending. I thought for sure we'd see $500 billion cut. That's about the number in my head that would make sense. We'll cut $500 billion this year. Ease off, allow the economy to kind of wash back in. We'll get another $500 billion next year. If you pull it all out at once, the economy will collapse. It would be bad to do to people. So I didn't expect that. No responsible person can do it. But this? And to say you're going to primary Massie? You gonna go after Rand Paul what, for saying that you're refunding the USAID program? That this is a some kind of Looney Tunes thing. USAID basically is just, it's fake. They're gonna go through, they're gonna find it out, they're gonna tell us the true horror of it, and Republicans will refund it. Okay. Run on that. Good luck. Good luck. It's window dressing. It's silly, silly window dressing. And look, I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to listen to pundits across the state. Everybody is afraid to criticize Trump right now. Everybody's afraid to criticize Mike DeKnife right now. I'm not. I've always shot straight with you. I always will. That may not make me popular right now, but I've got gas in the tank to burn. I'm number one in this market. So don't care. I'm going to tell you how it is. So that when it rolls around and we own inflation, as we will deserve to by the midterms, we understand how we got here. It was today. When you threaten, and to see the fear in the Freedom Caucus, they know this is breaking the back of our children. They know what this is doing. They know what the price will be in a very short amount of time for this inflationary spending. And they're afraid. They're afraid they will get primary. They don't want to go through a primary with J.D. Vance or Donald Trump on the ground campaigning against him. It's a damn shame. That's not what Trump ran on. It's not. If it was, I'd say, well, hey, he ran on it. He got elected. I mean, what American people want, but it's not. This is not a winning formula. And I'm done, Lee. I throw my hands in the air. I throw my hands in the air. I do.
I'd say the honeymoon's over.
It's over. It's over. I don't want to hear a word. I don't want to hear the word inflation come out of John Thune's mouth. I don't want to hear the word inflation come out of Lindsey Graham's mouth in terms of talking about the Democrats. And I don't want to hear it come out of Donald Trump's mouth. I don't want to hear it. Bunch of hypocrites. Sorry. You are. You are. So here's where we are right now, okay? This is where we are. There is still some hope, believe it or not. Not a lot after this bill passes, but some. Trump wins all the Democrats' lawsuits against the Democrats, somehow establishes the ability to cut himself executively, and does it so that no matter how much the Republican Congress wants to print and you pay when you check out at the grocery store. And that's why I'm mad, Lee. That's why I'm mad, because of the struggle, the pain this puts the middle class in. That's you. That's me. That's all of us. And the disregard, the callous disregard for it. It's immoral. It's sickening. This country will reap the whirlwind for this. They already are. Inflation, food inflation is already going up. I'm telling you, that is the number one bellwether. You want to talk about the canary in coal mine? It was already going up. Trump inherited it from Biden. Okay, not his fault. He owns it now. The minute this thing passes, owns it. It's only so sorry I could feel for you. Owns it. The only option he has is Doge comes up with all of these cuts and we spend 2 years trying to win the lawsuits. Maybe we win and Trump can make them executively. Maybe. Here's the problem with that, though. The problem with that is when Republicans refund all this with this bill today, if it passes, out of fear that Trump's going to primary you? Well, guess what the Democrats are going to do in court? Republicans just refunded USAID. It's the will of Congress. Republicans just refunded the fraud. Republicans want Stacey Abrams, Lee, to have another $2 billion. Who is Trump to stop it? And he'll lose. He'll lose in court. And I just want you, I've always been honest with you, even when I don't like the message I have to deliver, you can come here and find out what the truth is. Even if I don't like it and I wish I wasn't doing it, I'm going to tell you the truth. I am not going to kiss the ring. I never have and I never will. And when that changes, I'll tell you too. You know that. It's our bond. This isn't good, folks. This is not good. And Trump's going to lose these lawsuits. He's going to lose them because the Democrats are going to do exactly what I would do if I was their attorney. I'd go right into court. I'd take this big, beautiful bill and say, Congress funded it. The Republican Congress funded it. The Democrats didn't even vote for it. It's the will of the Republican Congress, Red. Trump can't defy the Republican Congress. And he's going to go primary people for that.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.